This is the Composer's Datebook for December 1st. I'm John Burge. Because it's often played at weddings, Trumpet Voluntary is one piece of Baroque music that just about everyone has heard. Once attributed to the famous 17th century British composer Henry Purcell, this music was in fact composed by Purcell's slightly younger and not so famous contemporary, Jeremiah Clarke. Clarke was born around 1674 and sang as a boy soprano in London's Chapel Royal. After his voice changed, he became a choir director and rejoined the Chapel Royal as an organist in 1700. Tragically, on today's date in 1707, Clarke shot himself. According to some contemporary accounts, it was the result of a hopeless love affair. Speaking of hopeless love affairs, also on today's date, in 1886, the American premiere of Tristan und Isolde, Wagner's classic opera of ill-fated passion, took place at the Metropolitan Opera in New York. Anton Seidl, a protege of Wagner, conducted. While composing Tristan, Wagner wrote to his lover, Mathilde Wesendonck, "Child, this Tristan is turning into something fearsome. The opera will probably be banned. Only mediocre performances can save me. Good performances will drive people mad." If not driven mad, American audiences in 1886 were at least remarkably enthusiastic. The Musical Courier reported that the audience filled every available seat and listened to the performance, which lasted until nearly midnight, with an attention and genuine enthusiasm unequaled in the musical history of this land. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.